Hey, and welcome to the 14th episode of the Truth Be Told podcast. If you're new, it's a podcast for the modern day woman dishing on life, love, and career, sharing real stories and candid advice on how to live your best life. So I typically do interviews with just different women from all different walks of life who have just experience, and they share their wealth of wisdom with us on this podcast in terms of how they're building brands or businesses and maintaining their family life, or just getting the inside look and behind the scenes insight on women because we wear so many different hats. So thank you for tuning in if you're new to the show, and I am going to go right into it. So today we have an interview with Rhea of Fab Wives. Rhea Plummer is a senior compliance analyst by day and an aspiring mogul 24/7. Rhea lives by the phrase, you can have it all, but the journey to achieving it will look a lot different for wives. So Rhea launched Fab Wives, which is a community of wives committed to love and marriage, on December 5th, 2015. And I think it's so important that I do this episode today because we all know that the royal wedding just went down and everybody is like getting their life with Meghan Markle. And it's perfect because when I interviewed Rhea, we talked about everything. She's been married for 9 years to her husband, Travis. Woo-woo. She's also the mother of two children, Taylor, who's 13, and Morgan, who's 7. So we're just going to get all into why she created Fab Wives and how she manages that with her marriage. And she's going to share a whole bunch of wife wisdom with us. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Brandy, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me today.
You're welcome. So let's get right into it. Now, the slogan for Fab Wives is, it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous. So what inspired you to create this brand, and kind of tell us what Fab Wives is all about?
Sure. So I got married. I've been married for almost 9 years in a couple of weeks, actually. So when I got married, I was actually, really, I was the first in my social circle to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I did not have anyone to connect with. I still have my single friends. And things change, so you kind of feel like you're a little bit isolated and kind of off on an island all by yourself. So as the years had gone by, there were some people that were in my husband's social circle that started getting married, and they started bringing their wives around. And the first couple of years for marriage, it was kind of tough for me. Like most wives, I didn't see marriage modeled for me, so to an extent I was kind of just winging it. And then when I came around and started hanging out with this group of wives, and then we would bring our husbands together for double dates and group date nights and then group outings, we started to see the impacts, the positive impacts on our marriage. And when the wives would get together, we never bashed our husbands. We never talked down about mm-hmm. our husbands. But we were transparent in admitting that, you know, being a wife and being married is really tough. And we started to, like, just share ideas and share funny stories or just general stories and just trying to navigate each other through it, recognizing that none of us are counselors, but by us being transparent, we can at least give the other wife a sense of normalcy. And once I started to realize how big of an impact that was on my marriage, I felt like this should be on a larger scale. And of course, a lot goes on in between that before you actually launch a business, but essentially that was the inspiration behind creating Fab Wives. I didn't come from a marital home, but it was just like, gosh, like this wife is mm-hmm. a mom, and she's just balancing it all, and she's looking all put together. And then once I got married, I'm like, dang, it's not all this glam. It's rough. But somehow we
yeah.
make it look fabulous. Like, how did you do all of this in a day? Like, how did you wake up, get the kids off to school, you know, balance your date night with your husband and this for yourself, and how are you still pushing forward and doing this? And, like, how do you do this all? So that's where the slogan came from. It's not all glitz and glam. It's rough. It's hard work. It's a lot that we got going on. But somehow we make it look fabulous.
I love that, and I wanted to share this with you, Rhea. I reached out to you because I had that same thing growing up, right? I always wanted to be a mother, and I wanted to be a wife, and I was doing pageants at the time, and I had I guess, aged out of the pageant. I think it was like age 26. And so after that, I couldn't do pageants anymore. I was done with, like, I didn't care to do them anymore. It was all fun and fine and dandy at the time. But afterwards, I wasn't really clear on what Brandy wanted to do. And so I immediately went into, well, I know, I'll just get married and have kids. And on my very first episode of this whole podcast, I talk about Cinderella syndrome because I didn't know who I was. And so I got into a situation thinking that this was going to complete me, thinking that I was going, like, this was going to be the solution to my problems. And it wasn't, and only created more confusion, more drama, and more problems. And that relationship dissolved. And so I learned so much from that. And I was like, wow, I had to step back and really figure out who I was, what I wanted to do, what I like, get secure in myself first before I could attach on to somebody else. So when I was looking at your page and just, you know, looking at everything in your website and all the things that you have going on, I like the way that you put it together. And I was like, I think this girl understands that we're not saying that a man is supposed to complete you, but I feel like you put emphasis on the importance of family and the importance of being a team and the importance of letting women know that, yes, you can be a wife, you can be a mom, and you can still also have your own thing and kick butt at that. And so that's why I reached out to you, and I really like that. And you definitely portray that very well. What do you hope to achieve and accomplish with Fab Wives altogether?
So our annual goals, they definitely change. And anytime we're creating an idea or we're about to implement an initiative, we always ask ourselves, what kind of impact is this going to make? So we're always focused on impact. How can we make the most impact on our community of wives? Like, what do they need for us to really impact their marriage? So that's like the core of us as a business, impact. If we are able to encourage one couple to give their marriage just one more try and not use divorce as the plan B, then we definitely served our purpose. The one thing that we want to do is have a strong presence. We have a goal of having a strong presence in 10 cities within the next 5 years, because I do feel like you need that interaction, that personal interaction. And marriage in Charlotte, wives who are married in Charlotte may have a slightly different experience than a wife who's married in New York. There's just a different dynamic. So it's important to us to deliver resources based on what season you are in your marriage, based on what elements you have surrounding you that may impact your marriage too. And I feel like it's important to kind of create that in the different cities to impact you on a more personal note. That's the core of what we want to do. And we just want to continue to grow our platform to better highlight all the different types of wives that can serve as an inspiration to each other in various ways.
So can you briefly explain, like, what you do as the creator, and, like, what's a typical day for you in terms of waking up? Are you taking the kids to school? Are you sending emails? Like, how do you organize your day?
Sure. So I do a lot during the day. So my husband definitely helps with getting the kids off to school for me. A day for me, I have to wake up really early. I've been suffering from insomnia for the past couple of weeks, and I definitely see a difference in my productivity. So for me, I have to start my day early. So I'm up usually by 5 o'clock in the morning. I start my day with my prayer wall in my closet, or reading God Moments for Women, or looking at my Praying Wives app to get some inspiration for praying for my husband and kind of setting off my day right. I used to start my day with social media, and I had to stop.
Yeah.
Was something that I had to definitely make a conscious effort to just stop always grabbing my phone. And then once I realized it's natural for me to grab my phone, I started downloading different apps. Like, okay, well, if you're going to grab your phone, then don't go to Instagram. Go to the Praying Wives app. At least start your day with having something poured into your spirit that will impact you for the rest of the week. I definitely work out every morning. It's important for me to see my trainer and get in a workout with her. I am someone who has to make time for networking and connections, research, content, creation as the creator. So what I do to make sure I'm not overwhelmed is I have my days designated by themes. So Sunday is like social media day. So I'm prepping the social media so that I'm not doing it on the fly for the week, and that could go smooth and seamless. For me, Monday is networking day, and I'm focusing on not just networking for partnerships, but checking in with my team, sending them a message by GroupMe, just making sure that we're all connecting with each other and kind of giving them an update for what the week will look like for us. It may be me reaching out to a wife who's connected with me, or maybe drop something in a group that she was going through, and I just kind of reach out to her offline and just let her know, hey, I'm thinking about you, and opening up dialogue that way. Wednesdays are content creation days, so that's where I'm really focused on content creation. The things that I've researched, now how can I turn that into implementation? What's the next initiative for FabWives? What's on the horizon for us next, and kind of like mapping out things like that. And then on Fridays, I may be doing something like for the website, or I may be doing inventory for our shop or editing a podcast. So as best as I can, I try to have a day designated for different themes. But for the most part, I try to like keep it to that. That way I can stay on track and I'm not giving the wrong things priority.
I think that's really helpful, because I ask people this question a lot, and I have never heard anyone say things for their day. That is so fun, and I just immediately got like a mental picture in my head. So that was cool, and I hope that really helps someone, because when you're doing your own thing and creating your own schedule, it can kind of be overwhelming. Like, I don't know where to start. No one's telling you what to do, where to start, what to look up. It's just you, yourself, and you. So it's kind of like helpful, I know, for other people, creative entrepreneurs out there, to be able to listen to that and say, okay, well, I can come up with my own thing, and maybe themes is something that you can implement in your personal regimen. Now, with that being said, I do like the fact that you also said, don't go to social media in the morning. Like, I used to do that, Rhea. I used to wake up, pop up, and it's really FOMO, the fear of missing out, and
yes,
just pop up on Instagram, like, what did I miss? Who posted something? And I was like, you know what? I'm wasting my energy, my brain energy on this. And so I don't do that. If I do get on Instagram, like you said, at first I'm meditating or I'm reading something. And then from there, I'm getting on my own personal Instagram to check my engagement or to, you know, make different graphics or whatever. But I kind of stay in my world of Instagram because it can just
be
overwhelming. What are your tips for becoming a teammate with your husband? Because what I have noticed a lot just in my own personal experience and having that situation not work out, and now I'm in a better relationship with an amazing human being, but even though he's amazing, we love each other, and we don't have any real issues in our relationship, teamwork is like, I mean, he's a completely different person than I am. He has a different schedule. And so just getting on the same page with that, what are your, as a wife who's been married for 9 years, what are your tips for becoming a teammate with your husband?
Well, I definitely feel like this is cliche, but it is cliche because it's true and it's important. Communication is definitely the key. And learning how to communicate in each other's language. So we've heard of love languages, and just, really, for me, like my husband and I, we always talk about tone. We both have like a tone about us when we talk. So we really realize that that's something that impacts our communication. So outside of just love languages like words of affirmation and acts of service, there's also an art to communicating as far as how you're communicating in every day with your spouse. And for me, it's about learning ourselves and realizing like, dang, okay, we're kind of catching ourselves, and be open to constructive criticism. So if I have a tone, my husband will kind of be like, baby, see the way you say that? And I used to get attitude, like, well, I didn't mean nothing by it. And now I'm like, yeah, you're right. I could have said that differently. And I do the same thing for him. So communication is so important. And then with being a teammate, this is something that I had an aha moment about maybe a year or so ago. Looking at compromise differently, I really feel like a lot of people who are married, myself included at one point, when we think of compromise, we're thinking about, okay, how can we meet middle ground as individuals? Like, this is your individual agenda and this is my individual agenda. How can we find a happy medium to get what each other wants and get the best thing for what each other wants without anybody walking away feeling like a loser? Well, that's not a good approach. you need to really focus on what is best for the marriage. So, yeah, you can come and talk about, all right, here's what I'm looking for, here's my agenda, here's how this decision will impact me. And then your husband can say, okay, here's my agenda, here's what I'm looking for, here's this how this decision could impact me. But then let's really focus on, okay, but how does this decision impact the marriage? How does this decision impact our family dynamic? Make that decision, because when you're working off of two individuals, that's not compromise for marriage, that's compromise for two individuals. And that's going to work temporarily, but to get that team strong and get that team bond, you got to do what's best for the team and look at your marriage as a team that you're always working to grow and benefit.
Let me tell you the reason why I love doing this podcast, because every single time somebody says one thing that I'm like, that's it right there is like what you just said, we can end the podcast, because I was able to get that out of you. Like, that is it. Like, it's not, and the way that you just broke that down, it's not just two individuals coming together to see, okay, how can I get what I want and how can you get what you want, and we can walk away. Guess what? We're walking away as two separate individuals. What is best for the team? That might not be what you want. Suck it up and get over it. I think marriage is the perfect situation to just squeeze that selfishness out of you, and it really just molds you into an even more beautiful person if you allow yourself to be open to it and you have a good, like you said, a good partner and a good support system.
Definitely passionate about my family, of course, passionate about my marriage. It's so far from perfect, but my husband is definitely my muse. I'm definitely passionate about wives, supporting wives. I've always been passionate about, like, girl power and women supporting women. I just hate that whole, it breaks my heart when a female says, like, I don't do female friends. Like, I can't connect with other females. I'm like, why? Why not? Like, I think that sometimes as women we get a bad rap, because there's some amazing women out there that inspire me every day. And I have amazing connections with. Everybody doesn't have to be your best friend that you tell all your secrets to, but to act like, oh, another woman has nothing to offer you, that just breaks my heart when other women feel like that. For me, I feel like when women support women, we can do amazing things. One of the things that we always say about Fab Wives is that when wives support wives, marriages grow and families prosper. Like, it's more than just girl talk. It's more than just chit-chatting at brunch. It's like when a wife pours into me, like, you're not just helping me, you're helping my marriage, you're helping my family, like, you're helping my next generation become, I can be a better example for my girls, and then they'll be better wives, and they won't have the same obstacles that I had, because I am the model. I'm passionate about growing and learning. I enrolled to get my master's degree. I was 6 months pregnant, and one of the teachers, I let her know, you know, I'm 6 months pregnant, this is, finals is aligning with the time that I'm due, and she begged me to drop out. I promise you, she begged me to reconsider, because her experience was horrific. She was like, I had my baby, and I still was required to do this. Like, basically, she was letting me know it's going to be no excuses, so you really need to rethink this. Well, I knew it would be tough, but I know my limitations, and I wasn't going to allow her to speak based on her limitations, so I knew I could do it. But I knew that I couldn't do it in 2 years, so I paced myself, and I was like, okay, I have 4 years. I'm not going to try to do it in 2 years. I'm gonna get my master's degree in 4 years. So hustling season does look different for me, but I'm not going to count myself out on doing something that I'm passionate about just because I'm a wife and a mom. Like, that's a part of me. And then vice versa. Like, last year, I took the summer off. I was like, ladies, I'm going to take the summer off from creating new content for Fab Wives. I just want to enjoy my husband this summer. So,
amen.
It's about balance. So I'm passionate about making sure that I'm transparent and I'm sharing my journey and let wives know that they can have it all too, but let's be realistic. It's going to look different. The hustling season is going to look different for wives. And if your hustling season can look like a single person's, that's great. But let's acknowledge that. Let's acknowledge that we got a lot on our plates. We have a lot to balance. And I don't want there to be any missed opportunities, not in my children's life, not in my husband's life, and not in my life either. I don't have to come last.
And you know what you said? And first of all, I think that you're an amazing, dope human just from what you're saying. But I like what you said. It was like it just breaks your heart when women feel like, oh, I can't be friends with her, or it's not about being friends, but women feel like they can't learn from the next woman. And what makes me sad is that women suffer in silence because of it. That's what really breaks my heart, because it's like, man, this girl that you see all the time, this girl right next to you, you could, if you weren't creating boundaries and barriers for yourself, this could be somebody that could be pouring into you when you needed it the most. And
yep.
So that is why I try to set the example myself, because I found myself feeling that tension from just having to reach out to women for the podcast, honestly. And I was like, man, I don't like the way this feels. So let me step out there first and say, hey, this is not that. Like, I'm not that. You know what I'm saying? And
yep.
I want to create relationships with women that share that same sentiment, because I truly believe that we all can learn from each other. I don't care if your brand is the same as mine, or if you have a podcast too, or if you are a speaker. I don't care about any of that. Like, it's about getting the message out and about us being stronger individually and together. So I appreciate you for coming on the show. So I know that we talked a little bit when we weren't recording about what you have coming up, and there is a third annual Glitz and Glam event that you have coming up in Charlotte. And I wanted to ask you about that. Like, what is this Glitz and Glam event about?
Okay, so this is like our signature event. I actually have an events planning team. This is the only event that I'm involved with, because this is like our signature event. This is our way to really grow as a brand and as a community. And it's our way to really highlight every part of who FabWise is to the wives that attend. And we've just been so blessed to experience a lot of growth with this event just within the past couple of years. This is our third year, and God has just been telling us to dream bigger, and he has been supplying all of our needs and wants too. So we're really excited about this year. In addition to it being a brunch, we do have a shopping experience, but we have a wives enrichment experience that we're just super excited about. This is the first year that we're actually introducing this component, where we'll have what we call fab sessions, aka breakout sessions, focus on topics that we may struggle with. So the wife coach, Lakia Brandenburg, out of Atlanta, she's actually
mm-hmm.
going to be our MC, and she is doing a topic on mastering marriage, how to tame your tongue. And it's going to be all about communication in marriage, effective communication in marriage. We also have another wife there who's going to be talking about sex and self-care. We have a makeup artist who's going to be doing glitz and glam date night tutorials. So a lot of people like myself struggle with the makeup area, but you want to look cute for your husband. And probably the thing that I'm the most excited about is that we're going to have a Fab Four Wives of Wisdom panel. And when I tell you, Brandy, when we first came up with this concept, we were like, okay, we want to do a panel and have wives who've been married over 10 years just kind of sharing their experience and allowing us to pick their brain and just pouring into us. Girl, when I tell you that God was like, 10 years is cool, that's cool and all, because trust me, my 9 years I'm proud about, because marriages, they don't go the distance like they used to, and then we don't highlight the ones that have gone the distance as much as we should. But
amen.
You said dream bigger. And when I tell you, we have a wife who's been married for, I think, 32 years, a wife that's been married for 36 years, I believe, 50 years, and 58 years. I'm just like, even when I say that, it gives me chills. When I was talking on the phone with the women, because other wives in the community recommended each of them to me. So these are women that I didn't know. I told them what I was looking to do, and they're like, Miss Macy would be perfect. This person would be perfect. And when I called them just to, like, speak to them, I was just getting chills. Like, thank you, God. Like, think bigger. Like, dream bigger. Like, he's like, if you're going to do this and walk in your purpose, the purpose that I've designed for you, take it up there. Like, take it up a level. And
mm-hmm.
so happy and so proud to say that these wives who've been married for 30-plus years, 58 years, are going to be pouring into us at the third annual Glitz and Glam Brunch. So I can't wait.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing. And honestly, I got chills, too, because you just don't hear that anymore in this generation. I don't even know if people care about marriage. I don't even know what's happening with that anymore.
Exactly. So that's our focus. We want to reclaim marriage and show that there are wives and couples who are committed to love and marriage. And it's not being naive and saying that every day is going to be a good day. Heck, I still argue with my husband, and there's moments where I'm like, I can't do this. But it's about making the commitment. How many times, if you're passionate about a sport, or if you, let's say, basketball, you think that those NBA players are like not doubting themselves and saying this is too hard? Of course they are. But once you make a commitment to something and you decide in your mind, I'm committed to this, that helps you to focus back on what you said you was going to do and why you're going to do it. So if you don't have it in your mind that you're committed to this, and if you're just like, it is what it is, you're not going to be focused on that. That's why businesses fail too. Because it's like, it is what it is. I had this talent and I'm passionate about this, but if it gets too hard, I don't think I want to do it no more. No, make a commitment to it. And once you make the commitment to it, then you treat it just like you would a business. You take step-by-step plans. You meet with your team, a.k.a. your husband. You put a plan together to succeed. Map it out. It might sound corny to be like, okay, we're going to plan this out, but it's not. It's necessary to grow and to focus on why you guys said I do in the first place.
Right. I definitely agree. And I think it's so important that, like you said, that women continue to have that support, because one of the things that I experienced in my first marriage was, okay, everybody shows up to the wedding. Everybody's eating food with you, drinking. It's a toast, a celebration. Oh, and don't even start when you get the ring. Everybody's looking at the ring. Oh, my gosh, and they're praising all this materialistic stuff. And then when it's over, Rhea, it's gone. People are gone. It's over. We've ate your food. We drank the champagne with you, and you're on your own.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Yep.
And
people just kind of have an idea that you're like, oh, they're so cute together, they're so perfect, and you're just walking off the bliss. No, you're not walking off the bliss at all. You're walking off to real life decisions, real life compromise. And compromise is not comfortable. It's not designed to make you feel comfortable. It's not. There's been times where I've made the decision, me and my husband, okay, this is what's best for marriage, and I'm like, dang. At my individual self is like, dang, that is not
your
how.
Pride is hurt. I know. Sometimes, like, your ego, you're just like, oh, I
you,
can't
and you're like,
this
is this
hurting.
Really best for the marriage? Let's have another sit down. And it's like, no. I mean, it's not always comfortable, but that's the beauty of marriage. Like that, when you make those decisions and those things pay off for your family, you'll reap the benefits greater than you doing something as an individual and going at it alone.
Well, I'm going to ask you to just keep me in your thoughts and your prayers and keep you lifted up. For me, there's a lot of like apprehension, and I'm working on that fear part, which I feel like I've replaced most of it with love in terms of just like getting ready to go back into what didn't work out for me the first time. But I'm still working on myself, and I'm still, you know, I'm still communicating with God and my spirit and getting my spirit right. So I appreciate this conversation with you. Give me three words to describe yourself, and start with I am.
Okay. So I am passionate. I'm super passionate. I am determined. I'm very determined in anything that I do, whatever it is that I'm putting my mind towards, I'm determined to achieve it. And I'm definitely open-minded, and that's something that I had to teach myself how to become. It's not just about me. I'm open-minded to other perspectives, other experiences, and I think that that's so important for growth. I am passionate, I am determined, and I am open-minded.
You definitely are passionate. Like, you had me over here. I was hyped up. You had me over here motivated. So you definitely are passionate, determined, and open-minded. Also a beautiful person on the inside and out. Thank you, Rhea, for coming on the podcast. I had a wonderful time, and we'll stay in touch. And everyone else who's listening, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Truth Be Told.
Wow. What did you guys think of that episode with Rhea Plummer of Fab Wives? I was so excited to have that conversation with someone who has been married for 9 years, who is doing the work in the relationship to keep it going, to keep it popping. I appreciated her insight. Wow. So what did you guys think of that episode with Rhea Plummer of Fab Wives? I had such an amazing time speaking with her, especially since she's been married for 9 years and she can drop gems on how to keep a marriage happy and healthy and popping, and just talking about everything that she has going on with her events. It really just inspired me and motivated me to keep going and to keep pushing and to keep cultivating important relationships in my life. So I hope this helped you in some type of way. As always, please make sure that you tell your friends about this podcast. Like, be like, hey girl, you should check out Truth Be Told. You know, it's a really cool podcast or whatever. And, you know, make sure that if you have time, if you feel led to, please leave a review and or comment. I would appreciate it. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli, or the podcast page, which is simply Truth Be Told Podcast on Instagram as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode.